On September 17, 2009, the Central Investigating Court No. 2 of the National Court in Spain issued a ruling bringing formal charges against Johann Leprich, Anton Tietjung, and Josias Kumpf for complicity in genocide and crimes against humanity pursuant to Articles 607 and 607 bis of the Criminal Code. In its decision, issued on September 18, 2009, the court resolved to address an international rogatory commission to the competent authorities in the Federal Republic of Germany, Munich Court, in order to be informed of the facts for which the accused, John Demjanjuk, was being prosecuted before the German judicial instances, in case they could be related to those that were being investigated in Spain. This rogatory commission was addressed in accordance with the European Convention on Mutual Assistance in Criminal Matters, the Convention of May 29, 2000 on Mutual Assistance in Criminal Matters between Member States, and the Convention implementing the Schengen Agreement. The Munich Prosecutor's Office responded on June 7, 2010, stating that the facts being investigated in Germany were different, there being focused on Demjanjuk's activities in the Sobibor concentration camp in Poland in 1943, for which he was accused in those proceedings. In its decision issued on July 1, 2010, the court ordered the documentation that had been received from the German authorities in response to the rogatory commission to be sent to the public prosecutor and to the accusing parties. The accusing parties, represented by Equipo Niskor, replied by filing on July 13, 2010, a writing requesting the court to bring formal charges against John Demjanjuk, as well as to adopt the relevant precautionary measures and to issue the corresponding European arrest warrant so that he be delivered to Spain by the German authorities. Following the writing submitted by Equipo Niskor, the Spanish National Court's prosecutor issued a favorable report on November 17, 2010, stating that in light of the response obtained from the German authorities through the rogatory commission, the prosecutor's office considered that the court should grant the plaintiff's request. Based on the aforementioned judicial background, the judge in charge of Central Investigating Court No. 2 issued a ruling on January 7, 2011, ordering that formal charges be brought against John Demjanjuk and that he be handed over to the Spanish authorities, since, in light of the proceedings, it can be asserted that during the Second World War, John Demjanjuk was a member of the Totenkopf SS and served as an armed guard in places dedicated to the persecution of persons on political, ethnic, and racial grounds, inter alia, namely, the concentration camp Flossenbürg in Germany. In view of the evidentiary documentation brought to the proceedings by the plaintiffs, especially the documents annexed to the writing filed on October 28, 2008, the judge came to the conclusion that a series of facts had been sufficiently accredited. Among the documentary evidence, he cites, firstly, the General Statistical Chart of Nationality in relation to the cause of detention of prisoners in Flossenbürg, prepared by United States authorities at the end of the Second World War, where, from the row dedicated to Spanish prisoners, it can be observed that, according to this chart, there were 155 Spanish prisoners at Flossenbürg, of whom 60 died. Secondly, the list of Spanish inmates at the Flossenbürg concentration camp, which has been retrieved from the documentation deposited with the National Archives and Records Administration, particularly from the four volumes prepared by the U.S. Third Army Corps, and which contain, among other documents, the list of inmates at Flossenbürg. And thirdly, by 8 files obtained from the International Tracing Service, corresponding to 8 Spanish prisoners at Flossenbürg. In view of it all, the investigating judge disposed. Charges are brought, in this case and subject to further conclusions, against John Demjanjuk for complicity in genocide and crimes against humanity as laid out in the factual background of this ruling. The court orders that the accused be placed under provisional imprisonment without parole and with visiting rights. Due to the accused currently being in Germany and being tried before the competent judicial instances in Munich, the court orders that a European arrest warrant be issued and delivered directly to the competent authority for the purpose of its execution and to the office Sirene España in the manner pursuant to Law 3/2003. The resolution of the Spanish court is therefore in harmony with what we informed in our communique of September 22, 2009 in relation to the now accused John Demjanjuk. At that time, given the various and confusing explanations that had appeared in the media with respect to the procedural status of the case against John Demjanjuk, we noted that The investigating judge has addressed a rogatory commission to the German legal authorities having jurisdiction over him since May 12, 2009, seeking information as to the acts of which he is accused in that jurisdiction, so that he can then determine whether or not they are the same as those which are the subject of this lawsuit. We understand that the facts are different, and that the Munich prosecutor's office accused him of acts of murder committed in the racial extermination camp of Sobibor, whereas the case before the Spanish National Court concerns acts committed in the concentration camp Flossenbürg against Spanish nationals, constituting crimes against humanity. Thus, theoretically, if the acts are different, it would be possible to order his arrest, and once tried in Germany, he could be placed at the disposition of the Spanish legal authorities to be tried for the acts of which he is accused here. The non-coincidence of the facts being under prosecution in Germany and Spain having been confirmed, and in view of this ruling of the Spanish National Court, Equipo Nisco reiterates the statements expressed in its communique dated September 22, 2009, with relation to the state and government of Spain. We agree with the procedural steps which have been taken, which signify acceptance by the Spanish justice system of the fact that there were more than 7,000 Spaniards who, because of the Republican views, became victims of National Socialism and its system of forced labor and extermination camps, in particular in the camps of Mauthausen, Sachsenhausen, and Flossenbürg. This is also a recognition of all the other nationalities who were victims of war crimes and crimes against humanity at Camp Flossenbürg, specialized in the extermination of political and social prisoners. And this is also a recognition of the victims of genocide perpetrated against Jews, Gypsies, and Slavs, among other races and ethnicities, as well as against social prisoners who were persecuted and eliminated under the racial laws of the Third Reich in the concentration camps of Sachsenhausen and Flossenbürg. We hope that these proceedings serve to convince the Spanish state to modify its position, unchanged since it was adopted by the Franco regime, which provides legal protection to the National Socialist and Fascist war criminals. Independently of the outcome of these proceedings, and whether or not there is a judgment which constitutes a genuine legal act of reparation to the few survivors and their families, we hope that the government, and in particular Congress and the political parties, take note of the legal and moral incongruity which results from the enactment of the so-called Law of Memory, which recognizes the legality of the Franco regime, and places beyond the law crimes against humanity committed by Spaniards within Spanish territory, and which stands in the way of any legal recognition of Spanish collaboration with National Socialism before, during, and after the Second World War, making the state of Spain an ignominious exception. For further information on Demjanjuk's case and the proceedings before the National Court in Madrid on behalf of the Spanish victims of the Nazi regime, you can visit Equipo Niscor's documentation website, where you can find a specialized webpage on the topic. This program is an audio reproduction of Equipo Niscor's communique made public by Gregorio Dionis, president of Equipo Niscor, on January 12, 2011. It has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on January 13, 2011.